Say, Lord Jesus, I need ears to hear.
Eyes to see.
And a heart to perceive. What your Holy Spirit is trying to get me to see. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
And amen.
We're going to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to touch one verse first, and then we'll back up, okay? Verse 16 says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for Kim in Christ Jesus." So now I want you to put your name in there. Say, "Be joyful always.
Be joyful always.
Pray continually.
Pray continually.
Give thanks in all circumstances.
Give thanks in all circumstances.
For this is God's will.
This is God's will.
For me.
For me.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus."
I can't tell you how many years this goes back, but this is one of my base scriptures. And I thought that's where he was taking me this morning when he told me to go to 1 Thessalonians 5. But he said, well, it's a part, but it's not the whole. So verse 1 says, "Now, brothers, about times and dates we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord, or the day the Lord will come like a thief in the night." Well, I always took that for me. But it's not true. Because if you look at a little bit deeper, you're going to get a new clue. Verse 3. "While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them." Destruction goes to who? Them. "Suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." They will not escape. "But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief." Amen? It's for them, it's not for us.
So there.
So did you get the message? "But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief." So you see, the unbeliever is going to get caught off guard when peace and safety is manipulated. Again, verse 4, "This day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light." Again, verse 4, "But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep." Are you asleep? No. "But let us be alert and self-controlled." Did anybody ever have any problems with self-control? Thank you. "For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet." In other words, when you and I are trusting, we have this helmet that brings our thought patterns into what? Self-control? Faith and total trust that God's going to take care of us, we will not be caught off guard. Amen. Destruction is not about to happen to you and I.
Amen.
without you and I being aware and prepared. Putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath. Did you hear that? Verse 9. God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So now you see, fear tactics are not for the believer. Take a peek at your neighbor, look him in the eye and say, fear has nothing to do with your future.
Fear has nothing to do with your future.
That's for the unbeliever. It's not for us. How did that feel inside? Did it feel weird or did it feel good? Felt good. All right. So you see, if you felt weird, it's because your unbelief button is still sticking out. That's what you have down here, you know, in the middle of your tummy. If it's an outie, no, I'm teasing you. This thing is misbehaving. I don't know why, but we will take care of that. There. For some odd reason, we're getting some back feed, and we shouldn't. Again, build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Does that include yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Say, I'm included.
I'm included.
Hallelujah. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always, always, always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Mary, of all nights, huh? Now, how do you put it out?
By complaining and fault finding.
And criticizing yourself. I got some frowns looking at me. Does that include me? Yes! Build yourself up. Verse 11. Build each other up and build myself up. You say, well, that's not in there. It is if you looked at Jude. The letter of Jude says, build yourself up by praying in the Spirit. So if you're starting to slump, you can go to work. Activate your mouth. Start complimenting the Lord. Start giving thanks for all circumstances. Don't try to figure it all out. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. Now, sanctification, we talked about a little while ago. Sanctification is not a part-time deal. It's a construction deal. You're going to see that when you're patient with yourself and you start loving yourself in spite of your failures and your weaknesses. Yeah. In spite. You know why? Because he doesn't record them.
Amen.
If Jesus doesn't record them and you don't record them, how is the enemy going to have a party without anything that's on record? Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. You are not holy by your actions. You are holy by faith. Tell your neighbor, you're righteous by faith. So declare it. Make it real. And believe God's opinion of me. And of you. See, that way there you're always going to get a good report. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice again at three parts. Spirit, soul, and body. Sanctification through and through. Amen? The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Notice it's he will do it, not you performing it. Who's going to do it? Yeah. So who's perfecting me? Who's putting the nails in those 2x4s, holding them together? He is. Does it look weird while it's being constructed? I'll tell you what I saw when you said that. I thought of the DNA, how they're all intermingled and tied together, crisscrossed in all the different ways. And he didn't say, I made junk out of you. He said, I'm making something special out of you, something coordinated by God to serve humanity and him. Amen. 25. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Greeting each other with a holy kiss can be really weird, especially if it's two guys or two women. But it was a commission from God. And I guarantee you, when you first obey that word, you're going to feel weird. I can only say to you, obey the Lord as the press from God comes. Obey the Lord as the press from God comes. Now close your eyes. Father, I thank you that I charge them that this letter be read to themselves in the days ahead. Let this particular chapter be repeated out loud until it becomes a reality in their hearts. And that the fruit that will come from that confession will begin another level of maturity and sanctification in each one. In Jesus' name I pray. That's all I wrote.